Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when you're just completely fried? Like your brain is buzzing with notifications, and your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt? Yeah, we've all been there. And trust me, I get it. Life throws a lot at us. Work, relationships, social media. It can be overwhelming. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about spending a fortune on fancy spa days or retreats, though those are awesome if you can swing it. It's about finding simple, affordable ways to recharge and reconnect with yourself. And that's what we're diving into today, how to practice self-care without emptying your wallet. Let me tell you, self-care doesn't have to be a luxury. You don't need a personal masseuse or a Himalayan salt cave to feel good. We're talking about small, everyday things that can make a big difference. Think of it like this. Imagine your mental and emotional well-being is like your car. You wouldn't skip oil changes and expect it to run smoothly, right? Self-care is the oil change for your soul. It keeps everything running efficiently. So, here are five things you can do right now to start taking care of yourself, without breaking the bank. First up, prioritize sleep. I know, easier said than done, especially with all the Netflix shows waiting to be binge-watched. But seriously, aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and body. Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect a phone to work properly if it was constantly drained, right? Same goes for you. Second, move your body. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. A walk around the block, some stretching at home, or even dancing to your favorite tunes in the kitchen counts. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can boost your mood and reduce stress. Plus, it gets you out of your head for a bit and into your body. Third, nourish yourself with wholesome foods. I'm not talking about restrictive diets or complicated meal prep. Just focus on eating real whole foods that make your body happy. Think fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. It's like fueling your car with premium gas instead of cheap junk. You'll feel the difference. Fourth, unplug from technology regularly. Ever feel like you're constantly staring at a screen? That's a recipe for burnout. Take breaks from social media, emails, and news. Give your brain a chance to rest and recharge. Read a book. Go for a walk. Connect with loved ones in person. Anything that gets you away from the digital world. And finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Write down three things you're grateful for. Or just take a moment to reflect on them. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, and that positive mindset can be incredibly powerful. Okay, now let me tell you about this time. I was completely overwhelmed, deadlines at work, family drama, trying to keep up with social life. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, just running and running, but getting nowhere. So what did I do? I remembered these self-care tips. First, I put down my phone for an entire evening. No scrolling, no notifications, just me, a good book, and a cup of herbal tea. It was amazing how much calmer I felt after just one night unplugged. Then, I went for a long walk in the park the next day, soaking up some sunshine and fresh air. I even took a few minutes to sit on a bench and practice some deep breathing exercises. Seriously helped clear my head. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle the challenges life throws your way, show up as your best self for others, and enjoy the ride more fully. So go ahead, take that walk, read a book, or simply have a quiet cup of tea. Do something that nourishes your soul. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder to tap out and recharge. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep taking care of yourselves. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.